KFNX, New Talk Radio, 1100. 1100KFNX.com.
Welcome to Web Central, your source for all the latest news and information about the coolest websites in cyberspace. And now, here's your host of Web Central, Greg Hall.
That's right. Welcome to another episode of Web Central. This is your host, Greg Hall, and, you know, we're doing this show basically to take you through the web and explore different websites, different web technologies. It's not your same old political talk that you hear every day or things that you hear 8-9 times in a day. The show is unique because we're going to take you to the outer reaches of the web each week. And tonight, we have two great guests. We have Beverly Macy. She's a managing partner of Y&M Partners, located in Beverly Hills, and she's going to basically tell us a little bit about how social media is affecting the political campaigns this year. She also has an upcoming seminar at UCLA on social media. We're going to talk about the five elements of social media as well, and also how corporations are using social media to reach out and brand and get to know people. And then later on, we're going to have Ron from Ludism.org. And we're going to talk about some things that you can do to make your brain smarter and little tricks that you can do to increase your memory and basically, you know, increase your IQ possibly. So welcome to Web Central. Welcome back to Web Central. I'm your host, Greg Hall. And you know, everybody out there, I know you might be on the commute home or wherever you're at listening, you're going to find out that I really care about you guys because I'm going to help you out with your brain tonight because we have Ron Hale Evans, and he wrote a book called Mind Performance Hacks. And Ron's a writer, a game designer. He earned a degree in psychology from Yale, had a minor in philosophy. So thinking a lot about thinking led him to create a Mentat Wiki, which is at Ludism.org. We'll talk about that a little later. But really, we're going to talk about mind performance hacks, tips and tools for overclocking your brain. Ron, welcome to Web Central.
Hi, Greg. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, now tell us a little bit about, mind performance hacks, the books. Tell us a little, a brief overview of what the book's about.
Well, we're about how to think better. The subject line, the subtitle is Tips and Tools for Overclocking Your Brain, and that might lead you to believe that we're about thinking a lot faster, but really we're about thinking better. So thinking a lot faster if you're thinking wrong is not necessarily very helpful.
That's not going to help. Right, exactly. So what are some of the, what are some of the things you focus on in the book to help people think better?
Well, we have all kinds of hacks in 8 different sections. We have memory hacks as forms the first part of the book. Information processing, which is about things like note-taking. Then we have creativity, ways to generate new interesting ideas and innovate. We have a math section that will help you do some important math things without numbers, without a calculator. We have a decision-making section that will help you make better decisions. We have a communication section that will do things like help you overcome stage fright, for example, so that you can get your ideas across better. We have a clarity section that will help you think more clearly, and not just think more clearly, but also perceive more clearly. And we have a mental fitness section that will help you preserve your mind and your brain into old age.
So maybe to help people avoid Alzheimer's, which is certainly a huge risk for people getting older nowadays, right?
Yes, definitely. In fact, my mother has Alzheimer's, so I was thinking a lot about that as I wrote this book.
Yeah, now, I guess, do you have any example of some mind performance hacks, something that might be interesting to talk about over the air?
Sure. We're talking about the communication hack. It's called harness stage fright. This hack was actually written by my wife. About a third of the hacks in the book were written by other people. We had a team of writers working on this book. I wrote about two-thirds. But the Harness Stage Fright book is how to uses psychological findings from experiments they did a couple of decades ago to show how you can turn the adrenaline that you feel when you feel when you experience stage fright into something that will sort of supercharge your performance on stage to sort of pull you out of deer in headlights mode and into something that will actually help you perform.
Interesting. How does that work?
Well, the core idea is to sort of think about the jazzed feeling or the hyper feeling you get when you have stage fright, and to ask yourself, now is this really so bad? I mean, adrenaline, you know, is kind of ambiguous. It could be fear, it could be excitement, it could be positive, and so you kind of think your way around it being frightening and into an excited state, and you still feel hyper, but you're hyper in a positive way rather than a negative way.
So you kind of trick your mind.
Right, exactly. I mean, that's what the hacks are about. They're ways to trick your brain to do things for you.
Well, I don't know anybody that couldn't use that type of knowledge. Anything that you... I guess something out of the book that maybe you didn't know before going into it that you use?
Well, I think one of the best hacks in the book was submitted by a guy who studies neuroscience in England, and it's called Overcome the Tip of the Tongue Effect, and I like to call it Googling your brain, because it's a way to... if you have a piece of information that's on the tip of your tongue and you can't remember what it was, for example, the title of a book, you might think about where you saw the book, what bookstore you were in, any information that's at all related to the book, the cover, the color of the cover of the book. You know, it doesn't have to be important information. One of those pieces of information that you can recall might trigger the memory of what the book title is.
The brain's just a fascinating organ.
It's amazing.
I mean, now we've advanced so far in... over the last maybe, 10, 12 years, and just learning about the brain, and it's, of course, the last few years it's been accelerated, but how much do you think we know actually about the brain?
Well, I once had a friend who was asked how much people knew about the universe and in how much people already knew, and it was kind of a survey, and some people said everything, some people said 50%. He said nothing. And the reason for that is if the universe is infinite, then our knowledge is finite, then, you know, any finite number over infinity is zero. So we really know nothing. And I think, I'm not sure the brain is infinite, but it's really, really complicated. And I think that we're really only getting started learning about the brain. I mean, we've recently learned that neurons aren't nearly as important as we thought they were. There are all kinds of other cells and material in the brain that also do kind of thinking things.
Wow. So, and I mean, back to your book for a second, I mean, Mind Performance Hacks. I did notice one thing that you had said, that we're kind of in control of how the brain, I mean, we can have an effect on the brain by what we think and what we learn, and it can literally reshape and reorganize the matter of our brain. Is that correct?
That's true. That's called neuroplasticity, meaning
right.
you can reshape your brain. To use a simple example, if you practice your tennis swing a lot, the part of the brain that controls motor muscles in your arms or whatever will physically enlarge. And so, you know, if you do a lot of thinking about mathematics, you know, the parts of the brain that process mathematics will enlarge, and so on. I mean, you can really actually reshape your brain, you know,
wow,
throughout your life, not just as a kid.
Well, knowing that, I mean, you definitely want to feed your brain more positive things and helpful things than the opposite of that.
I agree. And, you know, one of the hacks in the book is meditation, and, you know, meditation has been shown to have an extremely powerful effect on neuroplasticity of the brain, but it improves all kinds of things from centers in the brain that control compassion and happiness to other positive centers in the brain. So and you know it's a simple technique that doesn't take much time per day. So
now and we've got a lot more ways of I guess seeing how that kind of stuff affects the brain versus you know several years ago, right?
You mean like cat stance, cat scan,
yeah.
That kind of thing. Yeah. People have done some amazing things just watching different areas of the brain light up when to see what parts of the brain correlate to what kinds of brain activity or thinking.
Wow,
really amazing.
That's interesting.
I'm looking forward to seeing what else comes out of that.
No doubt, Ron. And hey, you know what? I want you to hang with us on the other side of this break. When we get back, we'll talk more with Ron Hale Evans about mind performance hacks and other things. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Arizona's News Talk Leader, KFNX News Talk Radio, 1100.
Could you be so kind and show me a sign? I've been searching and it's so hard to find. Decent bodies with a decent wine. Decent should be running it down the line. Maybe it's my mind, maybe I'm blind. Maybe it's the way that I've been spending my time. I'm still searching for a fine peace of mind. Decent should be running it down the line.
Welcome back, everybody. And this is Greg Hall here. I'm the host of Web Central. And we're talking with Ron Hale Evans about mind performance hacks, tips and tools for overclocking your brain. We're also going to talk about his site, ludism.org. And we're going to talk about some things you can do to basically improve your thought processes and help you to think better. Not necessarily faster, but better. Ron, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Greg.
So let's talk about some, I guess let's get into the nitty-gritty of the brain. You know, you talk about the mysteries of the brain. What fascinates you as far as that's concerned?
Well, I would say the core mystery of the brain is consciousness. Where does it come from? A lot of people, there was an early 20th century school of psychology that said that there is no consciousness. It's just an illusion. A lot of people have taken up that line today to people like Daniel Dennett. My own view is that consciousness is very important, is in some ways much more mysterious than how the brain works itself, you know. I'm not sure that consciousness is a side effect of the brain.
That's going to be debated for years, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's been going on for...
Now, what about dreams? What do you think about dreams? Do they mean anything? Do they not mean... I mean, I feel like they mean something sometimes, and maybe sometimes they don't, but...
Yeah, I think dreams usually mean something. One common view is that dreams are just sort of your brain defragging itself, like a computer defragmenting itself. But I tend to think they're more meaningful than that, and I usually obtain useful information from my dreams, including new ideas for writing or games I'm designing, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I'd say I feel like I gain a lot from dreams too. Although those ones that recur every once in a while perplex you for, and then all of a sudden they disappear. So you must have got it on some
resolved
level.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned games. You've got a new book that you're working on right now, right?
Yeah, it's called Games Unboxed. And by unboxed, we mean games that don't come in a box like, say, Monopoly or Settlers of Catan, which is a German game. They're more like things that you can play with ordinary stuff you probably already have, like a regular deck of cards, six-sided dice, pen and paper, pennies, that kind of thing. And
sure.
Nevertheless, they're innovative games. They use a lot of the sort of advances in game design that have occurred in the last, let's say, 20 or 30 years. So,
well, that sounds very interesting. And then I guess one of your hacks in the book is about playing board games, correct?
Yeah. That's shows how playing board games can improve your mental fitness. We were talking about Alzheimer's earlier. There's evidence suggestive that that playing Alzheimer's playing board games can stave off Alzheimer's. So, and it can do other things like improve your problem solving skills and stuff in everyday life too.
Yeah, because I mean, you know, Alzheimer's has become, you know, kind of, you know, an epidemic. I mean, there's a lot of people that are coming down with it. I mean, I had a grandmother and a great grandmother that suffered from it, and have seen many people deal with this. And it's something I certainly want to avoid. And you think it has a lot to do with how you, you know, interact with your own brain, correct?
Yeah, I'm sure it has something to do with that. It's a puzzle to me. I really don't know what causes it. I think genetic predisposition has a lot to do with it. There's also, some Alzheimer's experts are saying that the degree to which you use your brain, I mean, after you retire, if you just sit around and watch TV all the time, you're more likely, let's say, to develop Alzheimer's. But I think it's a mistake to blame people for developing Alzheimer's, so I don't want to.
Right, absolutely. You don't want to blame people, but at the same time, if there's a way to prevent it, or, I mean, I'm sure we're going to, you know, people are focused on that now, so I'm sure we're going to have some leaps and bounds in that area. Tell us a little bit about Mentat Wiki, because we haven't had the chance to talk about that.
Sure.
Everybody talks about wikis these days, so go ahead and explain what that is to our listeners.
Okay, a wiki is a site that anybody can come along and edit themselves. They can add pages to the website. They can rewrite pages that are already there and edit them and save them, and it's all good. I mean, if vandals come along or something, this can be reverted, but so that the vandalism goes away. That's easy to do for the administrator of the site, but it's generally a community-based website. And the Mentat Wiki was sort of the basis for my performance hacks, because my publisher, O'Reilly, saw the Mentat Wiki and came along and asked me to write my performance hacks based on the wiki, on the content of the wiki that had been developed over a couple of years.
Well, that's a pretty good gig then. I mean,
yeah, it was a great gig.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You have a wiki, and the next thing you know, you're writing a book. And
yeah, well, you know, cast your bread upon the water and all that stuff.
Obviously, you've added to the community, but what are some of the fascinating things, or maybe things you've seen that have been added by the community?
Well, I mean, one of the popular hacks in our book, although I have to admit it's more of a party trick than something really useful, was counting to a million on your fingers, and that was added by someone who just happened by and was kind of a mysterious person. Don't even know his real name, just used an alias on the website. But we extended it, illustrated it, and developed it for the book, and now you learn how to count up to a million on your fingers. I mean,
really?
Yeah, well,
I'm going to have to check that one out.
Okay, and you know, we're going to improve that hack, because I've learned, not to get too technical here, but in the book we're counting in binary, and I've figured out a way to count in base 4 that's probably easier and quicker. So,
really? Well, it looks like you've got some memory techniques, mental math,
yep.
Critical thinking, like, so there's some philosophy there, correct?
Uh-huh.
Maybe brainstorming. I mean, there's a lot of things that that anybody can benefit from, it looks like. And it, like you said, it's community-based, so anybody can add to it, correct?
Yep. That's right. Your listeners can add to it by going to ludism.org/mentat. That's ludism.org/mentat.
Yeah, that's, you know what, and I'll tell you what we're going to do, Ron. We're going to have, once my site should be launched in a couple of weeks here, we'll see how that goes, but it's almost up and running. It's going to be a fun, cool site, and we'll definitely make sure that you have a link and that people can find you very easily and also be able to get your book. Before closing, though, I mean, anything that we haven't covered that you'd like to go over with and share with the audience about the brain?
there's so much to cover. It's kind of hard to say. I guess I'd like to say that, you know, learning about the brain is a cooperative enterprise. So I would like to invite people to come back to the MedTech Wiki. And I was just reading the book today, and I was just amazed at some of the stuff that we've managed to shoehorn into the book. It's not a really long book, but it's got a lot of interesting topics in it. So.
Well, I feel like there's going to be another edition of that eventually as well.
I sure hope
you discover more hacks, right?
Yep.
Ron, thanks for coming on the show. And where can people find your book?
Bookstore you go into is likely to carry it right now, and also you can find it on websites like Amazon.
That's perfect. Thanks, Ron. Everybody, have a great time. Have a great night. This is your host, Greg Hall, and you've been listening to Web Central. We'll see you next week.